Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:06 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug LaSalle, and Vaughn with you on the radio program. And Doug, look at this.
What am I looking at?
The cat is back.
Whoa, I saw him sitting over there.
How was the Jersey Shore, baby?
Great. It was great. I did find that there is another, you know, we always talk about Hoosiers, mostly you guys.
Yeah, because as an outsider, you're not allowed to say that until right. You live here for 40 years.
But if you're at the Jersey Shore, there is a Hoosier element there. I'm going to define it as urban Hoosiers.
Urban Hoosiers?
Yeah, of the East Coast variety, Doug.
Well, we have a lot of urban Hoosiers here.
It was great.
Trying to take a shot?
Well, no, not necessarily a shot, but a lot of our Hoosiers are of the urban variety.
I sent Tim a picture, and I tweeted it out of a guy who looked like he was conducting business, maybe ordering a mob hit on the shore, on the beach.
What was he doing?
Big guy, looked like his name could have been Vinny.
Bear?
He's walking around on his cell phone. I think he was ordering a hit.
Was he?
Or a pizza.
Texts are coming in fast and furious, as always, 855-282-8255. It's the Appliances Counter phone line. It's also how you can text in. It's the same number. 855-CUB-TALK is how you can save it in your phone. From the Seamaster, test.
Yeah, I saw that. He was just checking the system. So that's not necessarily text coming in fast and furious.
What do you mean? I understand.
Well, that's one of our own guys writing test.
Still came at me. The text line was down yesterday. Oh, no. Yeah, the text line was down yesterday afternoon. Well, I already got another one in. And you know who it's from, Doug? Mickey Mike Drop.
Oh, hello, Mickey.
Breaking news, Big Al's putter has been located. In a sad turn of events, the expensive flat stick took its own life by chugging bleach and hanging itself to get a break from Big Al and his constant BS. Doug, that's from Mickey Mike Drop.
All right, Mickey.
So, yes.
So, the putter hasn't really been found. He just made that up. Because Big Al is quite concerned.
Why, what happened to his putter?
Someone stole his putter at our remote at the golf course.
Is it possible that someone was a little overserved and left it somewhere?
Well, yeah. Sure. That's possible, sure. Al is adamant that it was stolen from him.
Doug, I get so excited when I hear the music and I know the show is about to start. And it's like I'm a little boy again, getting ready to slide down that rope in gym class. Think about it.
Do you guys ever have to climb a rope in gym?
Yep.
All the way to the ceiling?
Mrs. Schutte was our gym class teacher. How long was she there?
Schutte Schutz? I think she was
She was there a good 24 years.
Yeah, maybe.
And then Mr. Farrell.
Oh, Farzy.
Was the gym teacher after Mrs. Schutte.
And he only lasted a few years.
I think that's right.
Yeah. See, here's the key. If you're going to have to climb a rope, and this is really what we do, it's a public service. Okay? People think you do it with your upper body. You don't. It really is locking it in with your feet. And then just pulling a little with your upper body.
Mm.
The feet is
the
key.
I don't know about that.
Oh, it's the key, Doug.
Climbing a rope, the key is in the feet?
Yeah, you gotta wedge it, but you gotta cross your legs. Tim, you know this.
No, that's to hold the rope.
Yeah, I climb ropes daily.
And then you use that as your base, and then you pull yourself up, set your feet with the base, with that little clamp you have below.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not upper body. It's mostly lower body.
Okay. I don't know. I was never very good rope climber.
What were you, all upper body with
that? I was never a very good rope climber, no. And some of the smaller kids could go right up there like little rhesus monkeys. Then some of the bigger kids struggled with it.
Tim and I were going to do a survival trip. You're out if you can't climb a rope.
Yeah, you don't want to go on the survival trip?
I'm going to pass on any survival trips.
We're going to do a remote.
And I'm surely going to pass on it.
Guys, I wish I was the rope Doug had to climb. Thanks. That's from Abe Froman.
All right, Abe.
Tim, I was supposed to get married tomorrow, but I decided to delay the wedding so I may witness the duel in the sun, part two. I'll be rooting for you, Timmy. That's from Marty's Steel-Toed Boots.
All right, Marty.
Doug, did you happen to see the video Cucky the Dwarf put together to preview the duel in the sun tomorrow at 1:30 at Normandy Golf Course?
Well, I didn't see the video. Where would it have been?
Fan pin.
Nope. I saw it on Twitter. It was
I retweeted it when Cucky posted it, Doug. I think you'd appreciate it. I do. So for the listeners, join the TMA fan page, or you can see it on the Twitter tweets, and it's one for the ages. This Cucky, I think I've decided he might be the most talented person associated with the radio station. I think I've decided that.
This Cucky.
Yeah.
Hello, Cucky.
Take that, Doug, here. I'm going to play it right now. The audience, you can go.
You play right off your Mac, aren't you?
Yeah. Look at this cinematography.
Well, since it's just music and this is radio, Tim, it's not really doing that much.
No, but I'm showing Doug.
Oh, okay.
Look at what he's done.
All right, he's edited some.
A lot of Ken Bone in there. He won't be at this event.
You don't know that.
Some dramatic music. Shot of the Normandy.
Google Map. You showed a Google Map.
This music from The Exorcist.
Shot of different golf courses.
Is it Glory? Is it from Glory? Or is the Plowhawk humping his floor? With some tail?
No.
Tom Watson and Jack Nicklaus at the Duel in the Sun.
He spent a little bit too much time Googling the pictures.
Probably. Calling all twinks is what he says. Then he shows a picture of the Plowhawk. Get ready to experience The Duel in the Sun, Part 2. A cucky film. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Okay, how long do you suppose he spent doing that?
Couple minutes. Now, Doug, you found out you have to anchor, and you're concerned that there's not a lot of sports. The number one sports event outside of the Cardinals returning to action tomorrow, but locally, because that's going to be in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Locally, you have nothing. So why not promote tonight this event and run that, and that fills time tonight?
You know, I've done stupider things than that.
Just go big golf match tomorrow. We'll have the latest on the Cardinals next, probably some roster moves. But first, here's a little preview of the number one golf event in town.
And it looks like Sammy Francis Hageman heard me say join the fan page, and he just did. You've been approved by the fan page. Oh, Rob Main, you want to be part of it? Rob, welcome to the fan page.
Why do you suppose they want to be a part of it?
Because they want to see Cucky's video, baby. They want to see Cucky's video.
All right.
Also, this post. Burger King on Loughborough has a tip cup, literally a Burger King cup with a handwritten message in the drive-thru window that says, please donate to help out our night crew. Am I supposed to accept this as commonplace? Aaron asked that question on the fan page. Doug, do you tip the drive-thru window worker at Burger King on Loughborough when you go through?
I've never been to that particular Burger King.
I'm a former Burger King employee of the Macomb location. Right across from Walmart. And I would not tip workers at Burger King.
And why is that? You don't like the proletariat.
No, we get very little effort. At least my unit did.
Yeah. I would pay extra just to make sure that no one spit on my burger. Wouldn't you if you knew that it was going to be
clean? Can you insure that, Plowhawk?
If the tip jar is at the window that you pay, your food's already done.
So you need to wave
like a 20 at the window because they have cameras and be like, hey, I'm tipping. And that's when you'll get it.
How often, in your experience, does somebody really tamper with the food?
One in every 100, maybe less, or maybe one in every 200 orders.
Yeah.
So it's not a lot, and the tampering is very mild too. I've seen some severe cases.
So let's say, Doug, if in your lifetime, if you've gone to a fast food place 200 times,
probably have,
most
sure.
people, yeah. you've probably eaten tampered food.
Well, I survived it.
Well, when I worked at the Breckenridge, we had an alcoholic chef, and he would give you free food if you brought him a drink. But if you brought food back, you tried to keep it away from him. You would try to get it to the sous chef. They said this prime rib is a little too rare, because if he heard it and took it, he would take the prime rib, throw it on the ground, stomp on it, throw it in the au jus, and put it right back on your plate.
Really?
Every food that came back, he did something to it.
Nice restaurant?
The Breckenridge, yeah. Never seen anything like it.
Don't you ever report him? Like a health code violation?
No, because then I would stop getting free food to take home for a couple of scotch.
Mm.
I don't care about the people's
food.
The whole kitchen
just looked at that and said, sure, we'll go along with that.
Well, they knew. He was just crazy. Now, one of the managers never saw it, but the waiters did. They didn't care. We don't care.
Why not?
We're not eating it.
Mm. Way to look out for your fellow man and the guy paying your salary.
Well, he didn't know it was on the floor and had boot prints in it.
Doug, pretend my chest is a Whopper and spit all over it?
Who spits on a Whopper? Oh, the drive-thru. There, I made the connection.
It's from the hipster Tower Grove South.
What's the worst thing you ever did to a burger?
I never did anything at Burger King. I did something at Pizza Hut. We've already discussed that. We don't need to go into details.
Yeah, that was to a rival, though.
Yeah, so I haven't done anything to a random person. No, I did that one time. I was a good cook.
The other guy had it coming to him.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
Doug, I'm stuck in traffic, so I get to listen to the show for the first time since I was fired by being ignored. Thanks. It's from the 636.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just read what's in the prompter.
By being ignored.
It's the Design Air 7 o'clock hour. Design Air Heating and Cooling, the sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Coming up on today's program, Doug, you wanted him. You got him. Steven Stingray Ray from SEC Media Days. He is our SEC Media Days correspondent for the show. Alabama sports broadcasting alum and also a renowned Mississippi State fan. He performed yesterday his walk-up music and also will occasionally send out videos of him meowing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really have a reason for it, but it doesn't make it any less delightful, the cat. So Stingray will be with us to get you ready for this Missouri football season, which per the SEC Media Day poll is expected to really, really be bad. They are picked to finish sixth, or was it when voters picked who the most likely team to win the SEC East was, Missouri finished sixth. It was one or the other. Doug, did you see it? Have they announced the picks? I would imagine it'd be all over my Twitter timeline if they announced the...
I hadn't seen that, but sixth would not be, that would not be near the top. That would be last or next to last.
Really depends how you look at it.
Mm.
It's all about perspective, fellas.
I see. Well, I don't know what they could have seen from last year's team to make them think that they were on their way to making
consistent
a charge.
Offense.
Didn't really have that. I hope that he can turn it around because it's a shame how far it's fallen.
You talking about the uniforms or the actual play on the
uniforms? Is what I'm talking about, because they used to wear traditional black and gold, and when they would run on the field, you could tell which team was yours. You could tell where you went to school. The state.
So you've actually watched Missouri games where you're cheering for a team.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you find out at the end of the game you were cheering for the wrong team.
Yes, yes, we finally won.
We got Gary Finkel waiting, and I want to talk some Mizzou.
What's up, man?
It's happened to me frequently. Here they come. All right, let's go. Wait, that's Arkansas. Yep.
Brett Bielema's wearing black and anthracite and
you
golden.
Can't tell anymore. Colors, uniforms mean nothing to these people.
Can I make a suggestion before you watch the game, figure it out, or if you're at the game in person, ask an usher, which is the Missouri team.
I have to.
Then you'll know. Yep. Then you'll know. Because it seems all this fussing over the uniform, pretending you don't know which team it is a little silly.
They were all white one night. All white. White helmets. I said, who in the hell is that? Come to find out it was Missouri.
Did they win and did you know it?
I didn't. I don't know. I was so confused. I don't know who won.
Guys, I hope all the cute guys go into TMA Live tonight at Hot Shots Bridgeton, wear tank tops in hashtag sleeveless solidarity with Dave the Pipe Layer. Yeah, Dave the Pipe Layer, the cat, has come under attack over the last couple of days for wearing a tank top to Tapawingo. And there are a couple of texters who are really upset about it. Dave then issued a statement in response, and he would like to see the people who have been critical of him tonight at Hot Shots in Bridgeton. And he says, you better make your argument in 30 seconds because his arguments don't last longer than 30 seconds.
I don't really know what that means.
Doug? He's jacked up.
Is that a threat of physical violence?
I think it might be. I think it just might be.
Well, here's the thing. It was a hot day at the golf course that day.
Right.
So I could see someone wearing less clothing.
Sure.
You had no problem with it?
No, I don't have if that's what he wants to wear. Yeah. No, I had a problem with the guy with the gimp mask. Sure. I had an issue with that. I never have a problem with a guy in a
What about when Larry put
muscle
it on?
Shirt? Yeah, I don't think you ought to be wearing a gimp mask at a golf course. But that's just me. I'm kind of old school.
Larry will be at TMA Live tonight. I understand Jennings will be at TMA Live tonight. We're going to preview holes 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, I think, for the Duel in the Sun.
Oh, great.
Tonight at Hot Shots in Bridgeton. Okay. Plowhawk and Cucky are doing a drone flyover of the final six holes. And we have Ben Wright stationed over the 18th green tomorrow.
Where's Dottie Pepper?
She'll be following the group along with the Plowhawk. And who's your broadcast partner, Plowhawk, now that Larry has to get to a wrestling event at 8 p.m. At 2:30?
I think what the game plan is to start off in Facebook Live, follow the group, and when Iggy I'll get a close up of, you know, the caddies giving advice to the players, you know, kind of get some that sound.
It's a good shot.
And then once that's done, we kind of have Iggy come behind the camera, and then we start to do a little broadcast per hole. And I'll do, and then as we're walking to the next hole, I'll give, you know, some commentary, some nitwittery for the audience, and then right on to the next
hole.
Who's
the sponsor of this?
America?
I don't know.
United States of America?
Yeah, I think the U.S. Army.
Right quick, try to extract some cash out of it.
It's one of the events that are so big that you wouldn't want to interrupt it with any commercial announcements.
I kind of agree with that.
So no sponsors needed.
Yeah, like the property.
Like the membership at Augusta.
It's kind of like a giving back to the community type of show.
So why don't you preview it with Cucky's video on your sportscast, which you admittedly have nothing else going. That's a well-produced,
yes,
40 seconds?
Yes,
30?
It was. Yep, that's a nice VO, Jack.
Could be considered piracy to steal another man's work.
No,
yeah, but Cucky will sign off on
it.
Well, yeah, okay, we'll be sure to run that. All right, sure. Our audience would look on in horror at that.
Doug, it's the assignment desk. What are you planning for tonight? Oh, I got some things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Preview video that I helped put together. You can say you helped put it together.
Put it together. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know how large a slice of our audience is going to be interested in this tournament.
Well, I was out there yesterday marking some greens, and I got into the clubhouse afterwards for a scotch in the men's card room. Iggy and I were just going to get ready for today's show and the Stingray interview and go over some of the bio. And Patrick in the clubhouse said he had received 3 phone calls yesterday to reserve carts.
He did not.
Iggy, were you there when he said that to me?
I was, and Jay said the same thing as we walked in. People calling wanting carts, and Patrick said, I got 3 calls today wanting carts.
Okay, true.
They are going wild in the Pound City.
They're not going that wild. The bet was 20. Sounds like we're well under 20.
20 people. That was just yesterday, 3 carts, yesterday.
Okay. And how many the day before?
I don't know. I haven't
probably
asked.
Probably none.
It'll be over 20 people.
Why such a downer, Doug?
Well, because we've got a milkshake bet on this. I don't think that some of
that's
the
prisoners... That's a wuss bet, because you wouldn't go with the real bet.
What's the real bet, baby? What's the real bet?
That was if there's more than 20 people, he freeze dote them.
Wow.
We're going to free people in prison just because 20 people showed up at a golf tournament? I don't think so.
I think that's in the Constitution.
It isn't.
Where's the courage around here?
Doug, my friend Willie is backing out of going tonight so he can watch Brazzers. It's unreal. Hold him accountable. Thanks, White Collar Gangster.
I am tired of you sitting on the couch watching Brazzers instead of getting out there and going to TMA events. You get up, you get in the car, you get dressed, you go. You support the sponsors and get off the couch and turn off Brazzers. I am tired of it.
Too much Brazzers?
That's Brazzers, an adult film website.
Oh, it is.
So make sure you clip that off.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what that was.
Still, though, he ought not do
that. Yeah, he shouldn't be watching it.
Tim, does mark the greens mean weeing on them? That's cool. Thanks. That's from the 314.
That's cool.
You don't do that.
No, I don't wee on the greens.
How do you mark a green, then?
I just put notes in my notebook.
Like, oh.
Two balls out.
Goes left.
You don't really carry a notebook, do you?
Iggy, you had a notebook yesterday.
I did. I was just taking notes for my next match.
Like, what kind of notes? Are you a good enough player that the notes really help?
Well, if I know where to put the ball, I put, like, little notes. Could hit 3-wood if you want to, don't go right of the green because there's no grass, so stay left.
Now,
just mental notes.
What made you realize that on a day where you're not playing, where the day that you're playing you couldn't realize that?
Well, because when I hit a ball there, I just realized I didn't take notes and I don't remember. Let's see, the left side of the green, is that nice grass over there? Is that deadpan? It's hard to get off of.
Doug, you like that as a deadpan.
No, why don't you just aim for the green?
Well, you try to, but you want to have a place to miss. If
a bailout.
Miss. All right. What's the problem with taking notes?
Well, it just seems like it's pretty simple. You know really where you want to hit it. And if
you're good, but you also...
Enough, if you're good enough to where you can say...
I'm not good enough to do that.
15 feet below the hole as opposed to 15 feet to the right, like the pros are, then it's one thing.
Well, I'm not
good enough. If you're schleppers like we are, you're just trying to hit it straight.
I hit a couple shots on par threes yesterday. Came up short. One went long, so I put a note. 6 irons the club if it's playing 175.
Yep, there you go.
5 iron was too much. 7 iron not enough. So you
went
take
over
little
with
notes.
A 5. Yeah. You went over with a 5.
All right. Well, I know I'm not near good enough that the notes even help. I just try to hit
what clubs do you have notes on?
Solidly. I have no notes on any clubs.
Do you think sometimes people overthink this, Doug?
I do, indeed. Yeah, I think you always kind of know about what you should hit, and if you hit it like you try to hit it, it'll be about where you want it to go.
Given the clientele of this show, do you ever get any venue to invite you back, knowing that you're bringing about 50 to 100 Hoosiers with you wherever you go?
No.
Also, Doug, I'd like butterfly kisses on my nip-nips. That's from Danny Tanner.
Or Tansy. I don't know that we've ever gone back to a location where we've been. That could be a sign that something has gone bad when we did our program from there. Have we ever? I guess we went to Billy G's a couple times.
Right.
So we haven't really shut that place down.
We haven't been back. There's a guy in a gimp mask.
Yeah, that's it for that.
There's a mannequin dressed up.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to move along for the next golf tournament. Move along now.
You could see the staff at Tapawingo was like, what the?
They were impressed. They were like, wow, a lot of old money.
Of all the tournaments they've ever had, that was probably the first time a gentleman in a gimp mask and cut off blue jean shorts stomped around.
That gentleman was cocky, right. And he says, Doug, you can use my video and my body. That's from Cucky the Dwarf. So there you go. The two for one.
Certainly not interested in either. Sorry, Cuxer.
That kills 40 seconds of your sportscast tonight.
I'll come up with something else.
Yeah, but think about it. You have a well pre-produced video ready to go. You walk in, you could probably show up a little later. The pressure's off you.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, what's the peg? That's a news.
Yeah, news peg.
What's the peg for the sportscast? Big golf outing.
Yeah. The man used to work at your station. Can't you use that? Former weekend anchor here on KMOV has got a big match coming up.
Everyone will tell you, we have to get better at teasing.
That's my concern, is what can I tease? Doesn't really matter what the content is, it's what can we tease? Everyone will tell you that much. I just know that this golf tournament is probably not going to be tease-worthy.
What?
Probably isn't.
Number 4, Kareem Olajuwon.
Who's more popular in the city outside of Nelly and Tim?
Yeah, who would you say there? Some people like Yadier Molina.
Maybe that's a poll to put out there. Nelly.
Anybody else?
No, I couldn't think of anyone, Tim.
I'll make you another bet. I guarantee you when Plowsy Facebook's lives this tomorrow, more people will watch the Facebook Live than your broadcast.
Oh.
Okay. I'll make you that bet.
Oh, skippity scap.
Can you get us numbers?
Sure.
Okay.
And what do I get?
Well, double on the milkshake.
Ooh.
Okay. We regularly get tens of thousands of viewers on the
especially
newscast.
When you're on.
Yeah.
You have hundreds of thousands
of viewers.
You know what you have in the industry? That's another insider term.
Panache?
PRI. Positive ratings impact.
There you
go. Wow.
Numbers don't lie. Down, down, down. Doug appears. Up, up, up.
Up, up. Little spike.
Frank Cusimano.
Doug Design Air Heating and Cooling has over 75 HVAC technicians, they always provide fast and friendly service. Man, can I vouch for that? DesignAirService.com. DesignAir is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard. Stop. A train. Send your emails in. Hotshots email of the day. A suspension special from Hotshots is the prize. That's a Hotshots burger with cheese on a side. And also a text of the day prize is a cheesesteak at the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Text in 855-282-8255. Call in the appliance discounter phone lines. Email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com for the Hot Shots email of the day. We will be live tonight for TMA Live at Hot Shots in Bridgeton. The show usually starts somewhere between 6:30 and 7, and Jennings will be making a special appearance to preview hole 7 through 12 at Normandy. And then also there is talk of a hashtag FFF. Iggy, are you aware of any ladies interested in Jason Aldean tickets? I saw some guy on the fan page was trying to get his friend's wife to participate.
Yeah, that was the friend that won the trip to the Bunny Ranch. And his wife isn't interested in feet.
Now, what do you mean by that?
She doesn't have
to be interested. It's just she's providing hers as a sacrifice, kind of like the Virgin Connie Swale in the film Dragnet. Was that 85?
I don't remember the year.
With Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd?
I don't remember the year, Tim.
Well, Tim said 85, so you know it's 85.
Okay, where's that gong?
That was an angry gong.
It's got to be give or take a year. It might have been 84, it might have been 86. But if you give me that window, I think I'm going to get you home. I'm going to look it up.
While you're at this poll, who's the most popular St. Louisan.
Right.
Maybe Tom Hank.
87! And, mother effer!
See, Doug, you're right. Mount Rushmore or Tom Hank films.
Splash.
Saving Castaway. Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan's right there at the top.
Oh, with Wilson? Wilson was good. Best supporting actor nominee. He didn't win.
Bridge of Spies.
Bridge of Spies.
I said Spies. You say Spies. Let's call the whole thing off.
Money Pit.
With Shelley Long.
Apollo 11.
Bachelor Party. With the great Adrian Zemed.
Philadelphia.
Thank you for that, Iggy.
Denzel Washington.
Do you feel like Hollywood, you've had this in your past, Iggy, where you worked at a place and for no reason someone was out to get you. I feel like Hollywood was out to get Adrian Zemed. A talent like that should be like
swimming
in Oscars.
I wonder if there was something going on there. Tim, I believe it's Al Dean.
Jason Aldean? Or just, it's Al Dean who's performing, and that's why we have the tickets.
Al Green.
No, a guy named Al Dean is performing, and we're selling it as Al Dean.
So I don't know who we have coming foot-wise. But the funny thing on the post was it wasn't the gentleman who won the trip. It was a friend of his who was friends with both of them and said, I'm trying to get his wife to do it.
Doug, is that odd to you?
So you're cucking the dude who went to the bunny ranch and you're asking his wife to show her feet? And she says she's not into it.
Well, we got to keep Jay interested somehow, and sometimes golf isn't enough.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I know there's a few people working on it.
What about your wonderful adult actress who's...
Oh, Neener. Neener.
Janine?
No,
she's not coming in.
I know she had the sciatica.
There's a back thing going on. Somebody wasn't happy with her portrayal in When the Porn Dies Too or whatever, and she was not happy with his post.
What do you mean? What happened?
He said something about...
Who's he?
Some guy was posting...
Like, did you post anything about
it? I didn't post.
No. It might have been a tweet. I don't know. Said, just watch When the Porn Ends. I'm tired of your oh, woe is me act. Stop it. Something like that.
How'd that go over with her?
I've yet to see two. I watched one. I enjoyed one. I've yet to watch two.
Right.
It's on Netflix now, but I got so much I'm watching.
Sounds important.
Wait, let's analyze it. He has so much he's watching that he can't. What is it? Porn Ends 2?
Okay, I found who it is. It was Richard Lyon. And Doug, as you know, his Twitter handle is at JohnPaul673-71021. I think he's on the Larry Nickel. I'll post my social security number on the back end of my handle. And he wrote, just saw your segment on After the Porn Ends Part 2. It was so funny, it made me love you even less. Thanks, Janine. Keep playing the victim. And then Janine did respond. Iggy's right. Janine did respond.
Did she? Wow, that's big news, Tim.
Yeah, it might be bigger than the Duel in the Sun Part 2.
She has a bad back. It's hard to respond.
Right. She said, oh my goodness, I'm sorry you're in pain. Hashtag love wins. Hashtag we are all real connected.
Mm-hmm. Got him. We're not got him. He'll never post again.
We're not that connected because she hasn't answered my last two texts.
Hey, are you still doing the kiddo thing or is that off?
Maybe she changed her number. Maybe she lost her phone.
No, I know her mom's in town, but still that.
What?
Doesn't.
How do you know her mom's in town?
She was posting pictures with her mom the other day on Facebook.
But she still won't get back to you.
Did you ask her mom if she wants to do it?
Yeah, if you don't want to come on, how about your mom?
I always like the guys who are just hoping to bang by then coming to the defense of the adult film star.
Well, oh, yeah.
That's the win.
A lot of times that happens.
We love you, Janine. I've loved you, baby. Keep it up.
Ignore him. Johnny Lidstone said this in his, Doug, as you know, he's at Stonebong 1973.
Sure. Lindsay.
Ignore him. He is just upset that his dad won't S his D anymore because he turned 9. This guy is an S nugget stuck on a used condom.
Okay.
Johnny Lidstone.
Come on, Johnny.
I'm going to follow him. He seems like he's a wordsmith.
And did she say?
And he has 8 followers.
Does he?
I don't judge a man by the amount of followers. I judge a man on the content of character. And followers.
Right. Followers is up there. 8 followers is not very good.
Johnny Lidstone.
Right. Well, he's vile. He probably had more followers, and they blocked him.
You blocked me. I didn't do anything.
Well, yeah, you were kind of mean-spirited.
No.
Yes.
I made fun of you about ice cream or something. We get it. You can afford Ted Drew's or something.
No.
Well, my tongue is swift. Mm. Doug, we're in the Gateway Buick GMC studios, and Gateway Buick GMC has been a loyal sponsor of this radio program. God, I don't know how long. How long has it been?
Oh, it feels like 5 years
or
so.
I think it probably is in that range, and I got to get a new whip. Whip.
Don't get one big. You want to be get one that you can get into yourself.
Well, here's the deal, and I got to talk to my guy Don Davis about this. Because with the young tyke arriving here in about a month and a half, we figure he's going to want to have his toys in the garage in September, you know? And so to have a large SUV, maybe we're not feng shuiing the space as well as we could. And so would it be better served to get a smaller whip? Because we want our young tyke to have more space in the garage to move his toys around.
No. What do you live in a bungalow?
No.
In a month and a half.
What do you live in like
I live in Carport Village.
You live in are you living tiny house nation lifestyle?
And you're going to store a baby's toys in the garage? And we know you're putting a lot of this in your mouth. Why don't we go put these toys out
in
the garage?
Don't make an oral reference with my son, sir. Well, just don't.
That's Doug,
But everything they pick up goes right in the mouth. In the garage.
Can't you make one room the playroom?
I don't understand. I have to have my workout room. I have to have my office for the website. I have to have my office for the podcast. And I have to have my office to watch Brazzers. These are write-offs.
Okay. All right, then it's very important that you have four rooms.
No, you want a big vehicle. Yes. You want to surround him with the largest chunk of metal that you possibly can.
Well, tell Anna Marie she's out of line. Plus, she picked Jennings yesterday and said it's not even going to be close.
Yeah. Well, she's golf. Got a lot of moxie in that area.
Don't put your kids' toys in the garage.
That's what happens when they get to be 8 or 9 or 10 and they've got bicycles and baseball bats and hockey sticks and rollerblades. Those go in the garage. The toys that a baby has, they don't go in the garage.
What's wrong with you, boy?
I don't have any children.
Wait till you have to change a diaper.
I think a CBC guy is going to do that for us.
Is he?
Pull up on the block.
You think he'll change diapers? You'll have to change diapers.
We're working on a hire.
Tim will have to, every dad has to change diapers.
Yeah.
And then the nice thing is the emasculation when you have to carry around the diaper bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, oh, I'll get this one because it looks manly. No, it still looks like you're carrying a purse.
Yeah. But nobody cares.
No one cares.
Are you thinking nanny or au pair?
I think both.
Each level of the estate?
Yeah.
It's hard to find young twinkish au pairs, right? You really got to go through a service.
We've had a few good options. I'm excited. Cute guys, too, bro.
Otters?
Wolves. Mm. I like wolves. Just found out what a wolf was yesterday.
Where do you get them from? Germany, usually. You get an au pair from Germany.
Yep.
Well, that's Sweden was a hotbed of
au
pairs.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, I know you're going to need at least two.
Tim, that's not a home office write-off. Look up the IRS guidelines, U.S.
Wow, someone called you the A-word. You ought to block him and kick him off the fan page.
I would.
Doug, have you ever seen Carlos Spicy Wiener on the fan page?
No. No, I don't visit the fan pin.
Missing out.
How many members you got there on that fan
pin? What do we got now, like 5,600 or something?
All right.
But we've done kind of a cleansing. A lot of fake accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Were pointed out to me by some of the loyal listeners. I appreciate that.
And those were people on there just to make vile
comments?
I think
what happens is somebody gets blocked, and then that consumes their life that they're not on the fan page anymore, and then they create fake accounts. Would it consume yours?
Yeah. It'd be like a vendetta.
I, for whatever reason, was blocked from the fan page, and it really pissed me off.
Yeah, I can see. There's really nothing more important than a person's life in a place where he can go and leave a one- or two-sentence snarky message. That's how you build your life. That's the foundation.
Good stories about Burger King tip cups.
Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen tonight at the TMA Live? Is there going to be some segment?
The Plowhawk, Iggy, and the Seamouse Chair have prepared a buffet of content.
Is there going to be an opening for a guy to maybe get some wings? Because usually there is.
No, I don't think there's any porn going to be happening tonight.
Well, our listeners won't like that, Tim.
Yeah, Iggy, what are you doing?
Jimmy's got to get wingy.
Doug, watch this. Hockey like wingy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there'll be some robin feeding.
Yeah, Larry
will
be there.
Nice treat.
Yeah, we've seen it twice. Trucker gal just blowing through town.
I'm going to try to get that going. You got to have something for the people that show up outside of trivia. These guys do a great job providing content. Don't get me wrong, but if you could throw some robin feeding, it's a win-win, isn't it?
You can't book that. You can't say 8:30 robin feeding if nobody wants to stick their tongue down Larry's mouth and push food in there.
Oh, jeez.
We can't guarantee that.
It's kind of thing that happens organically, right?
No, yeah, you got to work the crowd a little. Find someone who thinks they might be into it, and then you embarrass them into it.
Mm-hmm. They're gonna need some sort of prize, too. What'd the trucker lady do that for? She got a handsome prize. Or
did she get a handsome prize?
I think she did.
I think she got free fries. What are you talking
about?
No,
I think she got a handsome gift.
Those fries are good, though. That riplets thing?
Mm-hmm.
Mmm.
Okay, we don't need that noise. Okay, that's not a noise we need.
Doug, did you watch the ESPYs last night?
I didn't. I was unable to watch the ESPYs last night.
Why?
I was doing other things.
Ooh, vague.
I don't even remember what I was doing, but boy, I was doing
it. Well,
this.
You said it so convincingly that you were doing other, you were unable, your own words, unable to watch.
Yeah,
you chose not to.
I was not in front of a television.
Well, you chose not to.
Well, sort of, I guess. If you're ever doing something else, you choose not to do everything else.
It depends on what the thing is. Like, doing something else could be, I made a tuna sandwich, where you could have still watched if you
right.
chose.
Right, I didn't have any tuna.
Why not?
I don't have any in the cupboard.
I like that.
Well, someone will bring something to you tonight, I guarantee.
I didn't have any tuna at all. No, so I guess the ESPYs were good then, huh?
Boy,
I chose not to watch those.
Well, here's Peyton Manning's monologue. This is the thing that got the Twitter tweets buzzing, is Kevin Durant's stone-faced reaction to this from Peyton Manning in the monologue.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
And our gymnastics team was so dominant that Kevin Durant told me he wants to play for them next year. And I got to tell you, I don't think you'd start for that team, Kevin. Yeah. Russell Westbrook, what do you think?
Damn, Gina.
Wow. You think Peyton writes that or somebody writes it and hands it to him?
The latter.
Probably get like Elaine Boozler to write your stuff.
Ooh, 1 minute.
And Durant was unhappy with that? The shot of him made him look like he was unhappy?
That's right.
That right?
That became a meme.
I think he was joking. What do you think, Plowhawk? Do you think Durant was really unhappy or do you think...
He actually genuinely looked kind of pissed. I don't know though. He might have a good poker face. It didn't seem scripted to me that his reaction would be that way, but it wouldn't make me mad at all. I mean, he just won a championship. He's making like $25 million a year, so I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, he'll be fine. I don't know. You have to be able to take a joke though, right?
Tim, I watched that 30 for 30 that came out 7 years ago or so, called Broke. Did you ever see that one?
Yeah.
Freaking unbelievable.
Who's broke now?
Well, it was 7 years ago. But it was Bernie Kosar.
Yeah.
It was all these known athletes who made millions and millions and millions, and they were throwing out stats how, like, 48% of NBA players go bankrupt within 3 years of their retirement, things like that. And then they had players talking about what they spent it on, how... family members came out of the woodwork, pushing investments that led to nothing.
It seems like if they all just had one person in their lives, one professional sort of money manager that they could really trust, it wouldn't be very hard to hang on to your cash.
Some guy let his former AAU coach handle his investments?
Not really.
How'd it work?
Didn't work out well.
No. I don't understand.
If you just put it all in a checking account, you'd be okay. If you put your $48 million in a checking account where you got like 0.2% interest, you'd be fine.
You can get that much?
You'd be fine.
No, these guys were spending big money.
Yeah. Well, even if you bought houses, usually a good investment. Even if you buy these mansions, that's one of the ways Tyson went broke, by buying mansions. Housing usually appreciates in value. How do you lose so much money on that?
Probably get a bad deal. It's probably underwater as soon as they buy it. They can't make the payments, and then it gets repossessed.
What? How can you not make the payments if you're making hundreds of millions of dollars?
You get a bad agent. Sometimes they leave it all up to their agent. Like, you should have an agent, you should have an attorney, and you should have a financial guy, and each guy should be watching the other guy.
And if you're one of these guys lucky enough to have an account like that, that's no doubt making you a lot of money too, wouldn't you just play it on the level?
I don't know. At JHE, we frown upon that sort of management.
I'm playing it on the level. Yeah.
So if you're a professional athlete and you have millions, you contact us through the website, and we'll take a nominal fee, really industry standard of 64%.
Kind of a fun picture on the fan page and a question. Gentleman posts a picture of his grandmother massaging his daughter-in-law's feet on vacation. Is that hot or not?
No. It's
really not.
No. All it is a foot. Someone has a sore foot.
Yeah, but it's a grandma.
Okay. Whatever her status might be, they all have feet.
Who would take a picture? Who would take a picture of that and say, I got to post this on the fan page? That's what concerns me. Not the massaging of the foot, but that someone found titillation.
I don't know. I haven't told to you.
Yeah, well, we'll find out what Granny thinks later. Nothing will ruin your day more than a bad pair of shoes. You ever get a new pair of shoes and they don't fit quite right, and you're just miserable all day. Then you don't want to go back to the shoes because you got a blister.
Sometimes they rub on the heel.
Yeah, you need a foot rub. There's nothing crazy, nothing sexual about it. It's just my foot hurts. That's all. Sometimes that's all it is with Grandmama.
She's got bunions.
She might.
Do people think that's hot sometimes, a bunion?
I wonder if Jay likes that. Yeah, he's into that.
Jay, how about a corn?
Maybe if you decorate the bunion. You know, make it like a smiley face or something.
I'm into big jugs.
Bunions, call in.
I'm not sure I could identify a bunion if I saw it.
Yes, you could.
I don't know.
It's like a big mound on your toe.
A mound?
Yeah. This is the Mound City.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I had a planter's wart once. Ever had a planter's wart?
Doug's right. Nothing's worse than a bad pair of shoes. That's from Manchild, 79.
Yeah, I mean, it just ruined your day.
A new pair of shoes will make you feel great about the day.
Well, if they fit right. If they don't, you'll say, why did I buy them?
And I don't want to brag, but
dirty,
these are
I can't
new.
Get them back.
Don't you try them on before you buy them?
Sure.
And they fit when you buy them, then they don't fit when you get home?
Then you wear them all day, and you go, well, these don't feel good at
sometimes
all.
Sometimes you can get a rub that you didn't foresee coming.
Yeah, we're going to have some fine feet next Thursday.
Doug, you noticed how smooth my skin was this morning, and I appreciate...
I wasn't there.
I appreciate people observing it. I have a better shave now, a cheaper shave now, and it's because of the great people at Harry's Razor. Save time and money with Harry's. They're able to provide you an amazing quality shave at an affordable price by owning the factory and taking less profits. They pass those savings directly on to you. Great news. Harry's is so confident you will love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and I have partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head on over to harrys.com/insidestl to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer for free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping to get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/insidestl. That's harrys.com/insidestl. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. harrys.com/insidestl. Wow, wow, wow. Guys, if I ever win the lottery, I will hire Tim to manage my money. Thanks. That's from the St. Catherine Altar Boy. Doug at St. Kitty's.
I heard the Altar Boy.
You know?
Probably not, no. No. Don't know a lot of altar boys. I knew some when my kids were that age. I don't know any now.
Is John Vaughn an altar boy?
No, he was not.
Hey, Tim, where are we going to put my money? Well, we're going to invest in space in your garage so we can store your toddler's toys.
Right. Right.
Where you park your car in the filth.
Mm-hmm. Get some oil drips on there and everything.
Yeah, what about the oil drips, mister?
Mm, drip all over my chest.
Okay.
Doug, Vin Scully, who, of course, calls St. Louis the Mound City, which makes him one of the greatest baseball play-by-play men of all time, received an award last night at the ESPYs, and Lifetime Achievement Award? Was that what it was?
I would imagine so.
Here is Vin Scully last night talking about, I would imagine,
the Mound City. Yeah, hit the lever, Plowsy.
October the 2nd, 1936. A redhead, 8.5 years old, walking by a window, saw the score of Game 2 of the 1936 World Series. It involved the Giants and the Yankees. That little kid fell in love that day with baseball. The last game that he did before retiring was October the 2nd, 2016, exactly 80 years from whence the love affair began. And in 65 years, he was honored and thrilled and humbled to be able to fulfill a boyhood dream of broadcasting Major League Baseball. You know, God gave us memories so we can have roses in December. And in the December of my years, I have collected so many roses and cherished each and every one of them. And you give me a rose tonight to join my collection for all those years. I am humbled, I am honored, and I know another thing. My work was never, ever a burden. I consider it always a blessing. God bless. Thank you so very much.
Well, if he was articulate at all, if he could use the language just a little bit, he might have made something of himself in the broadcast.
Good for you for saying that, because I think a lot of people are going to be complimentary of him.
Right.
Whereas I think it's time that we kind of get after him.
You have to be able to put a couple of words together back to back to make it in this business.
Don't you feel like a different species? Like, there's a guy who's so eloquent, so well thought in everything mm-hmm. that he says. And then there's guys like us who have trouble slinging together a couple of sentences.
Right. We're still in the business and he's out. What's wrong with this picture?
And no one's going to be giving us roses.
No. I'm sure that was just off the top of his head, too, and he was speaking. I don't think you could ever learn that or be taught that. It's just your brain would work that way. The ability to speak that way, I think you've either got it or you haven't got it.
You would have gone up there and said, thanks, Lady Journalism, is there a buffet?
Right. Would you look at the time? See ya. It'd have been my speech.
Well, Tim, you should probably plan on putting together a speech at some point. You're going to be honored.
Yeah, obviously. I wonder when that's going to come.
In the December of your years.
You know what? I think it's overdue already, Tim, for everything you've done for people in this community.
As great as Vin Scully is, as great as he is, I would take Jack Buck in a second over him listening to a baseball game.
Seems like you're slighting Tim.
I called the Missouri women's softball game in 96, but that's kind
right.
of the...
I never heard the tape. So had I heard that, maybe I'd put you ahead. But I would still take Jack Buck easily over Vin Scully calling a baseball game.
I mean,
that's
look
just
at,
me.
Look at Jack Buck. You know, years of some of the best broadcasting we've ever heard, helping a community heal after 9/11. And then Tim helped expand our vocabulary with words like satyr's bin.
Right.
I feel like you're ignoring that a little.
Face bat.
Fan pin.
Right.
You can't teach, just like you can't teach the eloquence of Vin Scully.
You can't.
You can't teach the ability to really hijack a lexicon from the late 1990s when we were all wasted and just making up words and then implementing it into a 500-watt radio station
and
morning
you,
show.
If
and you can't teach that
literally
stuff.
Butchering a language that has served mankind Tim, well for thousands of years.
Tim, the best way to assess someone's impact on the community is take a snapshot before and after.
Yep.
Here's your before snapshot. People would podcast. Bland. Snapshot after. People podcasting like the Dickens.
Yep.
Thank you, Tim.
Right. Yep. And the phrase PLTD now means something to St. Louis.
To Just a little flip of a phrase, and it's changed the city.
What Hall of Fame can I go into? St. Gabriel's?
Any of them you would like.
Short Fellas Hall of Fame.
Nice.
You and Hervé Villechaize.
Nice.
Mickey Carroll's in there somewhere.
Nice.
It's a nice group.
Eddie Goodell.
It's a nice group.
Willie Shoemaker.
Paul Williams, that little singer.
Oh, yeah. Cute as a dickens.
What about that little guy with the perm from Air Supply? Is he in?
How tall is he?
I would think he's about my height, 5'2".
Yeah, he's in.
Sweet.
Sonny Bono.
How tall is he?
He's a little taller than that. Cher was just a tall drink of water. Made him
how tall is she?
I think she's 5'11 or so, isn't she?
In their heyday, who did you find hotter?
Cher.
Cher?
Yeah. Really? That's weird.
Yeah. Cher in that Indian costume on one of her
I think it's Native American.
Okay, sorry.
Hmm. What's that old dildo talking about? I'm horny, Doug. Pummel my sphincter?
No. Who? Who was it?
I shaved my balls era for this.
All right. I shaved. You've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and your name is going to the Hot Shots Leather Bound Suspension Log Yule. I'm writing it down with a pen I required and got from a company by the name of Wright Business Products. Thank you, Wrightsy. I enjoy your pens.
Tim, you could enter the Hall of Fame of the best man of all time. Is there a Hall of Fame called the best man of all time Hall
of Fame? How many times have you been a best man? Maybe that's what they mean in a wedding.
Who would be the best man of all time, seriously?
I like this question. Best man of all time. Well, I mean, you're going to hate some people.
Okay, not counting the religious. We'll take religion out of it. Gandhi? Well, that's religion again with Gandhi. Best man of all time. The best person, man or female, of all time, and we're taking religion out of it.
Well, you don't have to take religion out of it. Everybody could have had their own vote.
Yeah. Well, does anybody even come to mind if you took religion out of it?
Hanson Williams.
Yeah.
No, come on. He's at least, he's top five, but he's not the best.
Hanson's available for interviews tomorrow, too, by the way.
Won't push it. I'll try at least do a postcard. I'll get an odd number and pick five. We'll go.
Somebody just texted in Dave Jackson.
The best man of all time. Abe Lincoln? Would he get some votes?
What about Red Holtzman?
He had some pretty good Knicks. He did a good coaching job there with the Knicks. I'd put him after Hanson Williams. Best man of all time.
Mandela, maybe?
Yeah, he'd probably be on the list.
Let's be honest. Your number one guy would be Sean Hannity.
Well, he'd be on the list, sure. I don't know who that'd be.
Tommy the Twink kind of given us.
How about George Washington?
One to think of. I know a lot of girls do it, but is it wrong for me to bleach my hole? Thanks. That's Tommy the Twink. So now he's in the mix. In Hoke No Joke says Lou Holtz. Would Lou Holtz be?
No. No. He'd be on the list of best Notre Dame coaches, but even there he's not number one.
Who's that? Jerry Faust?
No, Jerry Faust would be probably at the tail end. Newt Rockne probably number one. Frank Leahy be up there. Eric Parsegian.
Doug, what about Will Geer? It's from Potent Potable.
Will Geer would not be on the list.
Jack Palance?
Jack Palance.
He won that Academy Award and did one-arm push-ups. Sure. Unbelievable. Was that 92? Because City Slickers came out in 91?
I don't know.
So it would have been 92.
I don't know what year it is. I just don't.
I got it. How about Joe Pisarcik?
He fumbled. They had the game. If he just kneels down...
Well, you know what? It taught him humility, and he lived his life right the rest of the way.
The greatest man of all time. Mm.
What about Anne Heche? Sure. Lefty Jack Smith.
Anne Heche. Yeah. What about Anne Heche? maybe top 20, but I don't think you could put her at the top.
Well, Ty Wigginton got a vote here. Craig the CPA.
Did he?
I saw a Ty Wigginton baseball as a prize at the arcade at the Jersey Shore.
Wow, wow, wow.
They have like, I don't even know if they're real autographs, but they had a case full that if you get enough tickets, you could cash in. And there was a Ty Wigginton, and there was a little note that said, price reduced.
Timmy, we can put you in the Dan Marshall Hall of Fame that we created in the part of our warehouse that we aren't using and isn't profitable. Thanks. That's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit.
Oh, thank you, Wildzing.
Guess I'll go in there. Do I have to show up to accept my induction, or can I just go in?
You'd have someone pick it up for you.
Potable suggests Junior Spivey. He was with the Cardinals for a cup of coffee.
As the greatest man of all time, Junior Spivey.
I think he deserves consideration. Yeah, A lot of good works.
They say the most important invention of all time is Gutenberg's printing press. Humans could share knowledge now.
What about Hugh Beaumont?
Hugh Beaumont, no. No.
Doug, for the third consecutive year, Design Air was rated one of the best places to work in St. Louis by the Post-Dispatch. Want to know why? Well, it's because of the no-pressure service that Design Air has been providing for the past 100 years while serving the entire St. Louis metro area. With over 75 trained and qualified HVAC technicians, Design Air provides fast and friendly service, especially when you need it the most. Call for a free quote at 314-739-1600. Visit online at designairservice.com. Design Air Heating and Cooling is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard. Stop a train. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, including the delightful Stephen Stingray Ray at 8:30, live from the SEC Media Days. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.